Debonair Barbershop.
Yeah, how's it going? Trying to get a hold of Justin, please.
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Justin, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how's it going, Dennis?
Pretty good, man. It's been a while since we spoke. I just thought I'd check in with you guys.
Yeah, man. We're just, I just opened up here in San Francisco.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think last time we spoke, you were just finished, or you were working on your San Diego one.
Yep, San Diego, and then I opened up LA, and now I'm in San Francisco.
What's the name of your company? Are all the name the same, or is it all kind of different? Or
yeah, they're all the same. They're called Debonair.
Debonair?
Yeah, Debonair.
I'm going to write that down, actually. I'm bald, but I still go in and get my head shaved every once in a while.
Nice. Yeah, hell yeah. We're actually trying to open up another one here in Liberty Station.
Okay, that's a really good spot. Yeah, it's an up-and-coming spot. Dude. Ever since...
That's like super sick.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually just went out there for a company party type deal at Stone Brewery, and yeah, it's a spot to be right now.
It's pretty dope, right?
Oh, yeah. You could probably actually get in one of those buildings close to that, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm also working on a... that's why I find apologies, because I was going to call someone. I forgot your number, though, because I just got a new phone. But I wanted to get... because I have a building already, and when my old barbershop used to be on 8th and Market.
Okay. And yeah, I've got that in my notes here.
Yeah, 8th and Market. Yeah, that was my old shop. So I relocated that one onto Market Street. So I still have that building though on 8th and Market, you know. But I'm trying to turn it into a you heard of Baked Bear or like Cream?
What's that now?
Have you heard of, like, Baked Bear or, like, Cream, the ice cream cookie places?
I've heard of Baked Bear, I believe. My girlfriend's...
Yeah, Baked Bear's in PB, so, like, it's just a bunch of, like... Yeah, it's, like, a bunch of cookies and ice cream, and then they, like, they just make ice cream cookie sandwiches, or they sell it by the scoop, or cookies separately or by the scoop, you know? So, I'm trying to open that up here in December for the East Village of San Diego, you know?
Cool.
So I was maybe trying to call somebody to see what a loan situation would look like for something like that, you know?
Well, I mean, we can do working capital. Is all your locations under one bank account, or do you have different bank accounts for each one?
Yeah, they have different EIN numbers.
Do they? Okay. We can do a loan per location, but if it's a startup, I mean, I would recommend you do it's up to you. I mean, if you need working capital, you can use that for marketing. You can use it for however you want equipment. But if you're purchasing equipment like chairs and stations and stuff like that, sinks and whatever, I'd recommend you do an equipment loan because it's just more traditional. It's going to give you a term of anywhere from 2 to 5 years. You know, if it's not a huge amount, you might want to go shorter term. I could even maybe get you a 1 year term, but you might want to go 2 just to give you a little flexibility. Or you have the option to go with 5 if you wanted to. But that's the way I'd go for equipment. So if you are looking to get your name out in your areas, and you know, up in San Francisco and you know maybe down here in Liberty Station once you get that one kicked off, then you can do working capital, and you can use that for marketing, for inventory, for payroll, you know, whatever you want to use it for, and it's renewable. The only downside to it is it's a little expensive to get set up with, just for the fact, I mean, it's not too bad, but it's unsecured, so they're not attaching it to any assets, collateral, they're not going to hold a lien on your car or house or anything like that But it's renewable, so once you're 50% paid in, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost in a longer term. So it does get a lot better. It's just kind of how we have to do it for risk purposes. Oh, cool. You know, figure we do have default from time to time. We do a lot of startups and stuff like that. We're pretty open-minded, so we realize that, you know, it doesn't always work out. So if it doesn't, then we're at a loss. We have no way to go after them for what we've lent to them, really.
Of course, yeah.
But that's an option for you. But as far as equipment goes, you know, we have really good competitive rates on that, and that's one option for you as well.
I'm just opening up here right now, and I will be back down in San Diego on Thursday.
Okay.
So maybe I should stop by and kind of like apply for something and see how it goes.
Yeah, you can do that. Otherwise, I was about to email you right now too. And were you looking for equipment right now, or just working capital, you think?
Probably just working capital.
Okay.
But, because we have all the equipment already kind of dialed in.
Dialed in, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Still just, is it just justinlanes@gmail.com?
No, now it's justin.a.lanes@gmail.com.
justin.l.lanes@gmail?
No, justin.a.
Okay.
Dot L-L-A-N-E-S.
A-L-L-A-N-E-S, okay. At Gmail?
Yes.
All right, I'll email you there, justin.a.llans@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right, I'll just get the application out to you for working capital. When you get to, you can fill it out, and that's really all I need for working capital. And
okay,
I recommend you do it on the location that's yielding the most revenue, because
yeah,
you can use the funds wherever you want to. We don't monitor the use, but until you get the other ones, I mean, honestly, I'd say you'd want to have at least 6 months of bank statements showing at least $10,000 or more in deposits.
Okay, yeah.
It would really make sense for you to do a working capital loan on the other locations. But they're good to have, even if you just have it established and you just take $5,000 out or whatever and use it for something, and then you have it in your back pocket for future use. It's really easy to go from there. So all we need at that point is just 3 months of bank statements. We can get an approval usually the next day, and you can make your decision on how much you want to take out.
Cool. And how much usually do you guys allow?
With your industry, usually they'll lend right around 10% of your annual sales.
Okay.
So if you're doing 200,000 in gross annual sales, for example, probably around 25,000, in that ballpark.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I'm definitely putting in into the bank at least 10.
Okay.
11,000 a month, so. But I mean, it's not like profit or nothing, you know?
Well, we just look at gross. We don't look at your net.
Okay, yeah.
So we're one of the only banks that'll actually lend off your higher number. If you have a good accountant and they're able to hide a lot of your stuff for tax purposes, we're cool with that. So.
Okay, perfect. Just awesome. Thank you. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the email, and I'll give you a call on Thursday when I get out there.
All right. Sounds good. I look forward to it.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep. Bye.
Okay.